The show is the brainchild of four young women with different ethnic backgrounds. Two originate from Iran, one from Jordan, and the other cast member is from Bosnia. This is their first foray into show business.
Salam.
Hi.
Og hvad kan jeg så hjælpe dig med?
Jeg vil gerne bede om at pakke kondomer. Bare det helt normalt.
One of the most popular jokes is set in a pharmacy, where a Muslim girl tries to buy condoms. But the well-meaning white Danish assistant refuses to sell them because she assumes that sex before marriage is forbidden in immigrant society. The assistant ends up providing the girl with a contact number for someone who performs surgery that supposedly restores virginity. 24-year-old Nagme Ashabe, of Iranian extraction, is the star of that scene.
I think what's funny is that these kinds of things happen to all of us every single day, being a foreigner in this country and being the way, you know, having our looks and living here every single day is experiencing all these things. And why not make fun of it? And then by making fun of it, talking about it and all these taboo subjects, why not bring them up?
The Russian folk song Kalinka accompanies one visual gag shot in a central Copenhagen square. It's a Muslim version of Russian dolls peeling away to reveal a smaller, identical creature. But these aren't babushkas. The dolls are clad head to toe in black burkas, much to the bewilderment of Danes walking through the square. 33-year-old Ellie Jokar, originally from Iran, is another cast member.
I feel like it opens a lot of doors because when you use satire to talk about like prejudice in Denmark, it actually makes you laugh and, you know, overcome some of these different barriers that we have in this society.
What do you think is the impact that you're having on sort of Danish society with this series? Do you think that you are helping to break down barriers and helping the process of integration?
Yeah, of course. I don't think none of us girls would have done this show if we didn't really believe that we're actually doing something good for the society.
The show has provoked an angry backlash. In this response on one YouTube channel, the actors are accused of being disrespectful to the Prophet Muhammad.
De folk der har lavet det her program, de frygter ikke Allah Azza wa Jal, og de har heller ikke kaldet til Muhammad salawat Rabbi wa salamu alayhi.
There has also been a strongly worded editorial in the Politiken newspaper, co-written by Sama Sadat, a 22-year-old student with Afghan parents.
I believe that it's causing discriminations towards Muslims and that it's not building bridges but breaking them. It really hurt me because I'm so sick of this debate. I'm so sick because when I was young, when I was 12, 11 years old, everyone kept talking about the Muslim people and, yeah, they have 27 cousins and they're all named Muhammad, and I'm just sick of being included in this group of people that just won't be accepted.
Her 19-year-old brother, Masi, disagrees.
Actually, that's important to take these things up again, because it is, this prejudice is still among the people. It's like taboo, you don't talk about it, but it still exists. And I think it's important to take it up again and do something about it, finally. And doing it by making a satire show, I think it's a fun way.
7 years after the cartoons crisis, Denmark is still very sensitive about the issue of satire. But according to Tim Jensen, a professor of religious studies at the University of Southern Denmark, many Muslims have not lost their sense of humour. Isn't there a big difference between this show and the cartoons in that this show has actually been instigated by women who have an ethnic background, whereas the cartoons were instigated by white indigenous Danes?
Most definitely, and you also have to remember that they are also making fun of the same kind of their own segment within the migrant communities, because they belong to sort of the chic, smart, emancipated, non-hijab-wearing girls or young women. But they also make fun about themselves. So they are self-ironical, and I think that is also an important thing, that they can not just make fun of others, but also of themselves, for being so free and emancipated and yet not, etc., etc.
During the cartoons crisis, some of the people who were drawing those pictures were saying that they had to defend free expression here. Do you think that this program shows that free expression is alive and kicking in Denmark?
Oh yes, most certainly. But I also do believe that there has been and probably still are people who will sort of think twice before they use satire and before they make fun of, for instance, Islam and Muslims. And I don't think that is so bad.
The show is halfway through its first season, and producers at the Denmark's radio television station are not sure if there will be a second season. It all depends on the actors generating enough funny new material. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.